20 in a row, 97.5 Y Country. Nobody plays more country. It's the Matt Malone Morning Show, and we are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Duck Dynasty himself. Yes, Willie Robertson. Willie, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Not a whole lot on this side of things, but enjoying the day here in Michigan's great Southwest. But you've got a lot of things going on. First, let's talk about the last season of Duck Dynasty. Do you have mixed emotions about it? How are you feeling?
Yeah, man, we've been filming for over 5 years, so it's a lot of work, a lot of time, but it's been great, man. It's been awesome and fun, and but you kind of want to do different things as well, and so got a new show with Uncle Si called Going Cyril, so that's a fun show, and just hanging out with him every day makes life fun and happy. And well, the problem with Duck Dynasty is we're losing half our cast members to college and getting married and all that, so they're all moving off, so life is moving on, and so it was time, I think, and we'll still do some stuff with Duck Dynasty and some specials, and so we're talking about different things to do, but yeah, I think it was kind of time.
Yeah, kind of like what they say, you know, all good things must come to an end, but, you know, when one door closes, a window opens, so you have a new show that's actually coming out. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's called Going Cyril. It is basically my Uncle Si discovering and learning about the internet in a funny way, as he is, and yeah, we're kind of I'm his co-host, or he calls me his sidekick. So yeah, we filmed a season of it. It was really fun, and yeah, we go through and watch clips, you know, and then we do some unique things. We play games, bring in some of the cast members from Duck Dynasty and friends, and we also recreate some of the videos. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a blast, and it's been a lot of fun, and met a lot of great people, and moving on, I guess.
Well, and not only moving on for a new show, but you're also dabbling into writing books. Tell us about the new book and what inspired you to write it.
Well, we had done American Hunter last year and went through kind of the history of hunting and how it impacted America. So we started talking about fishing, and man, there was just a wealth of information about fishing and historical stuff, and that was super interesting. And history can be boring, but unless you find the right stories. And so we found some great stories about really how fishing impacted this country, and you know, from being, you know, from Louisiana, we fish a lot. There's a lot of fishermen, and so we know about fish, you know, up and down the state, and but really all across America, as far as the different types of fishing and how it impacted. And, like, you know, we talk about George Washington. He was a commercial fisherman. A lot of people didn't even realize that. Very successful one as well. And Lewis and Clark with the Western expansion, and how they literally survived off eating fish. I mean, were it not for fishing, they would have starved to death. So, so yeah, we found all these stories and put them together in a book. And, you know, we grew up when Phil was starting the duck call business. We didn't sell enough to make a living, so Phil was also a commercial fisherman, and so I grew up, we fish for a living, and we fish for fun, and so we grew up right beside the river, so we were down there every day figuring out how to fish, so it really hit home for me, and I love fishing and talk about fishing, because it's just it's great for families, great for just to get away and get out in nature, and, you know, everything kind of slows down, and it's almost therapeutic, you know, to be out there on the water.
Well, you kind of need that therapeutic time as well, because obviously working with your family in a family business can kind of be stressful. You need to kind of recharge your engines, if you will, too. But kind of tell me a little bit of advice you might give to somebody who's looking to run a successful family business, being that you have such a great experience in that.
You know, I think a couple of things. I mean, I think one is authenticity. You know, we are who we are, and so it you know, you try to become something you're not. I think that's where people get into problems. And business-wise, I always tell people to be patient. I think, especially nowadays, people want stuff so fast, and they want it to happen. You got to remember, my father started Duck Commander in 1972, okay? So people say, what's it like to be an overnight success? I said, well, crap. We've been in business 35 years, so it just now got good. So, but he was patient, and he was a commercial fisherman. I mean, that's what he did while he was trying to sell the duck call. So all that heavy lifting that he did, and was patient, and didn't make a lot of money, but enjoyed what he did. You know, I mean, I think for my father to be able to hunt and fish and make a living off of it was kind of what he wanted to do. So, yeah, I think that's where people need to be. Find something you like to do, and you may not be on TV or make a lot of money, but if you like doing it, then stick with it, and it may end up, you know, becoming something bigger. But just don't do something you don't want to do, for sure. I don't want to be sitting in some office somewhere. I know that. So we were smart enough to figure out how to not do that.
Yeah, I would say so. Willie, thank you so much. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. Really appreciate you calling in this morning, and good luck on everything.
Appreciate it, man. Good talking to you.
All right, you bet. Thanks, brother. Hey, Willie Robertson, Duck Dynasty, on the show here this morning. Catch the full interview again by going to 97.5ycountry.com.